45. Liquid Ring is now available through the American Freedom Radio Network.
Freedom Network, and we're going to have a very special guest this morning, Bill Sardi, who's the health journalist who researches so many things about health and the articles which are in the scientific literature, but the average doctor doesn't have time to read them. The doctor's so busy taking care of patients and just reading his own medical journals. Many times he really doesn't understand what the scientific basis is for many of the things that are going on, and the fact that so much of the information that deals with maintaining the health of the public is actively suppressed by someone for some reason. Well, anyway, before we get to our special guest this morning, I wanted to comment on the lead article in Foreign Affairs magazine this month. It's written by John Mueller, who's a professor at Ohio State University. And the article is Why Al-Qaeda Hasn't Hit the U.S. Again. And he simply brings out the fact that we're told Al-Qaeda is here. A new terrorist attack is going to come at any time. It's only a matter of moments. You know, we'll go from red to green or green to red to yellow or something of the sort. And constantly everything is done to keep us in fear. And whether it be John Ashcroft or Alberto Gonzalez or the head of the FBI or whoever it would be, we're always told there's going to be another terrorist attack. Our borders are wide open, and yet no terrorist attack, no significant terrorist attack in over 5 years. And the question is why? And he explores all the possible explanations. Oh, they're planning for another big attack sometime. And look at what's going on in the rest of the world. And what he really points out is that if you analyze what's going on, we're being fed lies. That Al-Qaeda is not a major problem. That, you know, there are a few people throughout the world, yes, that are involved. We're told, oh my goodness, we have to fight over in Iraq, but we're not fighting Al-Qaeda over there. There may be a few Al-Qaeda fighters that have come in, but most of it is people who object to American occupation of their country. And when the president says, oh, we're fighting terrorism in Baghdad, well, according to the article, they're not telling the truth. Now remember, it is Foreign Affairs magazine. This is what the elite read. So they're letting them know what they don't want you to know. And the conclusion of the article is this whole thing has been blown totally out of proportion. They are intentionally playing with our mind and with our emotions. This is the lead article on page 2 of the latest Foreign Affairs magazine by Professor John Mueller. I suggest you get it, you read it. He sounds just like Joel Skousen, who's been pointing out all along that, of course, most of what we think we know just isn't true. And are you going to believe what the government tells you? Are you going to believe your lying eyes? There have been no serious terrorist threats, attacks in America for 5 years. That doesn't mean that we couldn't have another one, but the question would be, is it really Al-Qaeda? Or are they playing games with our reality? And with that as the background, let's get to our special guest this morning, Bill Sardi. Hi, Bill. How are you doing?
Good morning. Well, who is Al-Qaeda? I mean, I think the government came up with that term. They didn't invent a group. There was no such group. They came up with the term only, and later on kind of invented that there was a group and that they were following certain leaders who were Arabic. But that all came up, I believe, in the first attack on the World Trade Centers, and the FBI coined the term and came up with it themselves. So there was no group at the time. You can name a group, certainly, but there was no group at the time. They were just trying to come up with something as the big bogeyman that everybody would have to chase down. So if you want to know where the Al-Qaeda is, if you just, please, I'll give you my phone number on the air. If anybody knows where Al-Qaeda is, please call me. Let me know. I'd like to know, certainly. That doesn't mean there aren't bad guys out there, but I don't know anybody working under Al-Qaeda that comes to mind in any of my research. But that's all aside. We're trying to help people with health problems this morning. And there are plenty of them, and some of them are imagined, and some of them are real, and we'll be talking about both kinds today. One of them, an unexpected plague. We're all worried about bird flu. The bird flu season is certainly coming up. It usually starts in winter, goes on through into the spring. And, of course, they're predicting this bird flu concern, this fear that's going around. And I'm afraid we don't need to be concerned whatsoever with the bird flu. It's for the birds. It is a bird flu. It has to mutate many, many times in order to even be infective with humans, and it appears it's already infected many Chinese, and they've already built up antibodies to it. So H5N1 is the dreaded numbers, or the strain of the flu that we're concerned about with the bird flu, but we see that humans have been exposed to H5N1 many times in the past, and this is not as dreaded as we seem, and it has to mutate, and it's very, very well, suspicious or dubious whether the H5N1 bird flu virus is going to mutate into something that's going to spread among humans. But we're working on vaccines, billions of dollars being spent on a bird flu that's been around for quite some time. It was identified in the 1950s. In all that time, it hasn't mutated yet into something that would strike humanity. But that's okay. There's a great concern right now. Another one of these imagined threats. And I would, banking on public naivety, I would probably bank some money on the idea that a lot of people will roll up their sleeve and get inoculated against the bird flu or whatever. When President Ford was in office, why it was another imagined threat that we all rolled up our sleeves for, and then the people all got side effects from some sort of pig flu or the whatever they had at the time. So, you know, the public will follow whatever is said. They did, you recall, there was a cult leader who took all of his people to South America and then told them to drink some punch, and they all did and died. So imagine if we're that dumb, it's just what's going to happen. Meanwhile, they're talking about a different plague in the news. It's more likely to strike America. It's more likely to kill off many. And, of course, it's untreatable. There is no vaccine or drugs for it. It will kill 98% of the people that get infected with it. It will increase, the disease will increase the more that modern drugs are used to treat it. It will strike in many developed countries rather than third world countries. Hospitals will be the centers for the spread of the disease.
All right, hang on there. We'll tell our listeners what it is as soon as we get back here at the American Freedom Network.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado.
Pure drinking water is essential to a healthy life, and everyone using the British Birkfield and Berkey series of water filters will benefit by adding the PF4 reduction elements to their system. The PF4 works to help absorb MTBE, fluoride, lead, and arsenic, as well as DBCPs, THMs, and various pesticides and herbicides, and heavy metal ions. A set of four PF4 filters are available for only $85 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath. Radio is your best choice for advertising. Radio gets results. Call 1-800-205-6245 and find out just how inexpensive and effective radio can be. That's 1-800-205-6245. KHNC 1360, The Lion. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found Bio Superfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural Bio Superfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
Well, I'm back here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, Bill Sardi. Bill, you were talking about this plague that certainly is going to strike with deadly efficiency large numbers of people. So what are we talking about?
We're talking about an unexpected plague, not the bird flu. Let me go over it again. It's untreatable. No effective vaccine or drugs. It will kill 98% of the individuals who get infected. It will increase the more drugs you use, the more it will increase. It will likely strike in developed countries more than the third world. The hospitals will be the center where it spread from. It will be more likely to occur among healthcare workers who will spread it to the rest of the population. And it will more likely strike dark-skinned populations first. And it's not HIV or the bird flu. And what is it? It's already struck America. We're just not watching. It's a stealth bacterium. And you know its name, tuberculosis. And it struck South Africa. And 52 of 53 people struck with a new strain of drug-resistant tuberculosis died despite all the treatment they could give them. It is an unbelievable strain. Now remember, this isn't a virus, yet it is easily passed from one person to another. Most bacterial infections aren't, but tuberculosis usually resides in the lungs, but could actually exist in any organ in the body. But most of the time, it attacks the lungs. And it can be spread from person to person thereafter. But it doesn't need to come on an airplane to find its way to America. We not only have lots of tuberculosis here, which goes undiagnosed, largely from immigrants that come here with it. A third of the world is infected with tuberculosis. But a strain of a number of the people who have already been treated for tuberculosis have developed drug-resistant forms of this. If you've undergone treatment for tuberculosis and the treatment was incomplete and didn't kill off all the bacteria, now you need to take the drugs for 6 months. So if you didn't complete the course, then what happens is drug-resistant forms arise. We're now at modern medicine's dead end. We are at a street that we cannot go any further, because now all of the drugs are resistant to this. The germs are resistant to every antibiotic they can find in South Africa. It was 7 of the 9 standard drugs, meaning they don't have enough drugs now to wipe it out. Eventually, it will get to all, and they're at their last wits on this thing. They do not know what to do. There is no treatment left. This is called XDR-TB. That means X, meaning drug-resistant tuberculosis. So it's a super-resistant, extreme drug-related, drug-resistant tuberculosis. So XDR-TB, virtually untreatable is what they're calling it. It spread to 28 hospitals in South Africa, and there's our evidence. It spreads from hospitals because that's where the antibiotics are used. And the more you use them, the more that XDR tuberculosis you will develop. And it's developing here in the United States as we speak. And in fact, drug-resistant tuberculosis did break out in New York City and killed 269 people. But that's far more than SARS. That's far more than the bird flu. And it's already struck here. That was a number of years ago. Now, what they're talking about with this is, because they're so afraid of it, is that we don't know when a person comes down with an upper respiratory infection whether they have TB or not, let alone whether they have the extreme drug-resistant TB. So now they're talking about quarantining anybody who has an upper respiratory infection. It takes 6 weeks to diagnose this. You have to culture this out and find out which bug you have. assume it's just even among the people that have tuberculosis. There's quite a few thousand every year that have that, and even here in the United States. And you're going to have to isolate them. That's what they're talking about. Isolate them until you're quarantining these people. And then the ones that have the extreme drug-resistant form, the only way of keeping the rest of the population from getting this is to put them in total isolation for the remainder of their lives. Now, they may die of this in months or a year or two, but they're going to have to be kept in isolation. That's how serious they've done a mathematical modeling of this XDR tuberculosis. They've already figured out how to control it. And the only way left, now that we do not have antibiotics, is to isolate people and put them in isolation wards. And basically what you're talking about is if this comes down in a hospital, you're going to have a sign out in front of the hospital. And it's going to say, no exit or entry. Warning, do not enter this hospital. Isolation area. Antibiotic-resistant tuberculosis. Quarantine zone. Trespassers may be shot on sight. This is what we're going to have with this, because modern medicine will not give any, will not consider the use of other types of natural antibiotics which do not cause drug resistance. And this is where we've gotten. Modern medicine is out of its magic bullets. They're called antibiotics and they're not working any longer.
Well, you know, very interesting that, you know, years ago, 75 years ago, that's how you treated tuberculosis. You isolated those people. You put them in sanitariums, and they used public health laws to keep people from infecting others. Now, we've abandoned that process, and, of course, many of the people who get this disease have an acquired immune deficiency disease. They have no immune response, and this is one reason why this disease has developed, because these people have gotten infected. You give them all the antibiotics, they don't have the normal reparative capacity within their own body, and of course now they breed this new and terrible and horrible and dangerous form of disease. But can you imagine the outcry that there will be if we suggest that, you know, somebody with acquired immune deficiency disease, probably a homosexual, is going to have to be isolated for the rest of their life because they may kill lots of other people? We've allowed them to kill other people to give them AIDS. There's going to be tremendous resistance if we try to keep them from giving tuberculosis.
Well, we not only allow people with HIV AIDS to do this, but we allow them to have, what do we call them, sex shops or whatever, places, bars, I don't know, where they go and then participate in activity that would transmit. And we allow this to happen. I've never seen anything like it in public health. I mean, you would just stop this entirely.
Public health officials abandoned their responsibility. Now, not all of them. Some of them wanted to do what was right, but they were under tremendous pressure not to do what was right. And I can remember when I was involved in this battle, having public health officials come to me, and here I am, an orthopedic surgeon, but I am involved in leading the battle in California and throughout the country to try to treat this, from a public health point of view. And public health officers would come to me very quietly and say, Stan, we know what you're doing is right, but you keep it up, but we can't support you publicly, but we're right behind you. and what an incredible world we live in. But now, of course, with tuberculosis much more contagious.
You can enter a hospital with HIV and they don't, they don't catch on here, so you can infect blood supplies and other things and other workers and people. So this is where you get in trouble. Now, HIV is definitely related to tuberculosis because the great amount of mortality in the world is where both infections exist.
Right.
And, of course, just one feeds off the other. Your immune system's down because you have TB or HIV, and they both feed off of each other. So, and this is where you see so many people dying in South Africa, but you see them dying here also. They often have TB that's undiagnosed because TB is a very stealth bacterium, very hard to diagnose and find. In fact, they've been saying that doctors here in the United States have forgotten about TB, and of course the TB test, the skin test, is not very sensitive. We used to have one that was quite a bit more sensitive, so if you were still concerned, you could get a more sensitive test, and they don't make that test anymore. So you can have TB, and you're negative on a TB skin test. So the TB skin test just means you've been exposed. It doesn't mean you have an active form, but nonetheless, it's of interest. Now, we know where this XDR, drug-resistant, extreme drug-resistant tuberculosis, is going to break out, and it most likely will be New York City, because New York City has 52 times more drug-resistant tuberculosis cases than the rest of the nation. And so there was an outbreak there in 1996 in New York, and this is the one that killed the 296 people infected with a certain strain of TB. So we know that it can strike, and it starts there and can move on. Now, when we've run out of antibiotics, and it doesn't matter what infection you have, we're getting close to this. Now, it is where we're just going to run out of this magic bullet. That's what they call the antibiotics when they were first developed, and we're going to not have anything to use anymore. So, and the more antibiotics that you have used on you, the more drug-resistant forms of bacteria are likely to form. Many of us have the bacterium for stomach ulcers, which is a Helicobacter pylori. They call it H. pylori for short. But the doctors are reluctant to treat us until we develop ulcers and symptoms, because you'll start developing drug-resistant forms of that bacteria, and then, of course, this could lead to your demise. So, but very interesting how they treated people a number of decades ago when they got tuberculosis. They put them in a sanitarium, and what did they do, Dr. Stan? They put them out in the sunlight. These were solariums. These were places where they'd wheel the beds out, if you were that sick, out into the sun. And they had these sun porches and so on. And why all that? Well, in these early days, we didn't have vitamin D pills. But vitamin D is the number one weapon against tuberculosis. It normalizes our immune system. It boosts it when it needs it. It calms it down if it's too much, because it's the overreactive immune system that fills the lungs with fluid, and why we can die of pneumonia, tuberculosis, and all other manner of lung infections. And so it's very interesting, in the Cairo, Egypt, they reported here recently of a startling study that was actually published in 1998, but it didn't get attention until recently. And they studied 24 newly diagnosed cases of childhood tuberculosis. Half of the children received three antibiotic drugs. The other half just received vitamin D and no antibiotics. There was clinical improvement more evident in the vitamin D-treated children, and the lung X-ray films were clearer in the vitamin D-treated group. And the researchers concluded vitamin D therapy may be of great value in the treatment of tuberculosis. Now, I want you to pay attention here, because this was in Egypt and likely among dark-skinned children. And, of course, you see, the darker the skin, the harder it is for you to make vitamin D in your skin. And this is why you see the outbreaks of HIV, tuberculosis, and these kinds of autoimmune and immune infections among people that are dark-skinned. You see these plagues, and this is where they start, because the people have the least defense, lowest vitamin D levels. Now, we have sunlight in a bottle or vitamin D pills, and we can get them anywhere. Everyone with dark skin should be taking vitamin D pills all the time and a multivitamin or something, but the multivitamins, of course, are diluted and watered down and give you such a small amount of vitamin D, it's horrendous. And, of course, you want to go to my website, knowledgeofhealth.com. You can learn more about how much vitamin D you need, at least 2,000 units. Horrors, don't go consult a doctor or a pharmacist about vitamin D. He'll tell you just overdosed on vitamin D, even though if you went out in the sun for an hour in the summertime in a southern state such as Arizona, at noontime for 1 hour, you'd make 10,000 units of vitamin D. But a mere 1,000 units would be an overdose in a vitamin pill. Now, this is the nonsense they've taught us all, and you can look a pharmacist or a doctor straight in the eye, and this is what they'll tell you. But we have tremendous amount of disease in the world because of a lack of vitamin D, and, of course, the darker-skinned people, we don't alert them and tell them that they need more vitamin D, preferably in a pill, because you're probably not likely to get the sun exposure. And a lot of people that are dark-skinned, if you talk to American blacks, they avoid the sun. So they make it worse.
We'll be back in just a moment here at the American Freedom Network. Will, Bill Sargent.
Years I've owned a health food store. I'm an iridologist, herbalist, and perform extensive muscle testing to find out what products best meet my customers' health needs. That's why I'm so excited to tell you about Vital PSP. It consistently surpasses over 3,000 samples in my test kit. My customers are having amazing fast results. Vital PSP has profound effects at DNA levels. If you struggle with any health issues, I recommend you call me 303-833-2784.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennis Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Rocky Mountain Shooter Supply has something new. We have the finest in gun safes and new and used guns and reloading supplies. Now we have a new state-of-the-art gun range. Yes, for pistols and rifles, a beautiful well-lit 25-yard range with automatic retrieval. With a state-of-the-art ventilation systems. Yes, you can try it before you buy it. We have gun rentals and instructors can be arranged. That's the new Rocky Mountain Shooter Supply and Gun Range. 970-221-5133. 1/4 mile west of I-25 on Mulberry. Private instructors welcome.
Hi, this is Michael at KHNC Radio, and I'd like to stop for a moment and talk about Andy's Painting and Handyman Services in Greeley. You know, those little things around the house, the yard, even the car, they can pile up and we can all fall behind. That's where Andy's comes in. They can help you with remodeling, plumbing, decks, floor tile, auto and home upholstery, woodworking, drywall, and painting, and so much more. Andy's done a lot of work for us here at the radio station and at home, so we can highly recommend him. That's Andy's Painting and Handyman Services at 815 37th Avenue Court in Greeley. You can call them at 970-576-5333. That's 970-576-5333. Andy's Painting and Handyman Services in Greeley. Tell them KHNC sent you. And thanks.
All veterans, I'm speaking with Jamie LaRue of Windsor National Mortgage, 970-686-6866. Jamie, what benefits help a vet buy a home?
The Veterans Administration has a no-down payment home loan programs for veterans, reservists, and enlisted personnel.
So veterans learn more about your benefits. Call Jamie at Windsor National Mortgage, 970-686-6866.
Here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, Bill Sardi, and we've been talking about tuberculosis, its relationship to vitamin D. And you know, Bill, one of the things I remember when I went through medical school was we always learned that blacks were much more susceptible, specifically to tuberculosis, than whites. And we always thought it was genetic, but I never stopped and thought that it could be related to the color of their skin, and of course the problem they would have in manufacturing of vitamin D because of that.
Well, it is genetic in the sense that they have dark skin pigmentation, but not genetic in the sense of it's locked in and there's nothing you can do about it. So this is a big message. Somehow we'll get to the black community. I do have a page on my website about black health, and it really emphasizes issues, particularly vitamin D, that are involved here, and the black community hasn't caught on to this at all. Not even the black physicians have caught on to this, which is, well, unspeakable. It's just, there is something now. We want to get the word out about this. And, you know, if you have a normally good immune system, we're allowing a lot of immigrants here to come across the border with tuberculosis. You get on airplanes, you're likely to have somebody in that airplane in that confined space that has TB. These are people traveling here, United States, from Asia or elsewhere, that have tuberculosis. And they're likely, if you're sitting next to them, you're going to have, you may turn into a TB positive, or that is exposed. You've developed the antibodies and you've been exposed. So you can withstand this, but you need a good functioning immune system yourself. And of course, there are ways you can, we have a report up on our website about how to do this, but certainly vitamin D is at the top of the list. But it's interesting that garlic has been widely tested for tuberculosis. It is an antibiotic. It's shown to have anti-tuberculosis activity as early as 1951 and probably earlier than that. In one study, it killed all 30 strains of mycobacteria, including mycobacteria tuberculosis. And in 1987, they tested four different antibiotic drugs, and only one of those four killed all four strains of tuberculosis that they had tested. But garlic killed all four easily and well. And in fact, it killed all 10 strains of mycobacteria they had tested. So this is something that none of the other antibiotics could achieve. So garlic is far superior to any existing antibiotic now. Now, you can crush a clove. You need to crush it well. Put it in a food blender. It'll work better. And then you'll get all the full benefit. You can't get it out of garlic pills in general, though there is a new buffered garlic pill out now that allows it counteracts the stomach acid, which neutralizes the enzymes in garlic pills, and then you don't get any real production of the active ingredient called allicin, but there is a new buffered garlic pill out. Anyway, you can read it all. There's a website created, garlicbreakthrough.com. People want to go there. They can read it. Alamax was an earlier form of a garlic pill. It seems to work fairly well. It has a small amount of allicin, the active ingredient, in it. But the point is probably your easiest reach is probably a fresh garlic clove, and you need to work with that. If it's a little too pungent for you, you might try some of those other garlic pills. But garlic is safe, and there's never been found any antibiotic resistance since 1858, when it was first discovered by Louis Pasteur, that, of course, garlic killed off various bacteria, funguses, amoebas, and viruses. So, by the way, modern medicine doesn't have a pill that kills all four of those things, amoeba, bacteria, viruses, and funguses. But garlic does. All four. Four pills in one. So I think, you know, trying to give you some simple remedies here, you know, it's just wise for us to learn all these things. And yet tuberculosis, it's around. It's being spread in the community you live in, particularly where the immigrants are coming in. And I feel badly for these immigrants. They're not being screened for health issues before they come here. They could be easily treated as they enter the border, but we've completely lax in this whole thing. And now you see efforts. I don't know if everybody saw the news report by Lou Dobbs, but you might catch on to it at YouTube.com. But YouTube reran a news report by Lou Dobbs on CNN. And how remarkably upset Lou Dobbs was over what we're doing in this country to essentially form a new country without ever asking the people in the United States if they wanted to do such a thing, and that is to blend Canada and Mexico into one worldwide entity. And of course, this is exactly what we're doing in the easiest way. Let the people come over the border, integrate them, and then, of course, declare them one. So I don't know whether we can stop the train. I don't know that we need to. I don't know that I want to get in the argument. The point is, we don't have time for it today. The point is that from a healthcare standpoint, we're allowing people to come here with hepatitis, with tuberculosis, with whooping cough. This is why we have the whooping cough going around the country, and many other diseases, and we have no health screening whatsoever. And, of course, this is the least we could do if we're going to spend all this money is have an immigrant health center and let them come in and get screened at the very least, and we don't do that. So now the county hospitals and everything, they're burdened with all this, and this is exactly where you're going to get then the extreme drug-resistant tuberculosis to develop. This is where I'm saying we're headed to the day where none of us dare enter a hospital because it will be the place where you can pick up one of these drug-resistant forms of infection and you will die because there's no treatment for you if you get it. And then what do we do when we can't confidently enter a hospital? This is what we're doing to ourselves. And if the healthcare industry doesn't break ranks, get away from its incestuous relationship with the drug companies and start relying on some of these natural antibiotics, we're going to be at a dead-end street for sure, and many thousands and hundreds of thousands of Americans are going to die needlessly. And don't forget, about 20,000 Americans right now die of drug-resistant infections, mostly in hospitals. And they're dying now. I just had a man on the Internet tell me about his six-year-old who now has drug-resistant infection. The doctors don't know how to treat it. So this is what we have going on, and it's going to become more rampant. 20,000 a year die now. The doctors have empty hands because they have nothing to treat it with. Now, we're going to have to learn other ways to treat these things. And I only share the information with you. Somebody may laugh us off the radio. You mean a garlic cube is going to replace penicillin? It always did. It always was better. It always was far superior, and it shouldn't be laughed at. So we're going to have to find ways to do these, treat these diseases, these infectious diseases, in better ways, or we're going to see humanity succumb to a plague that will sweep the globe.
And, you know, I think that we certainly have this problem with the staphylococcus now. Increasingly, we have this drug-resistant staphylococcus, and it's just spreading across the country. And, you know, it just doesn't respond to the antibiotics as it used to. I remember when I got started practicing medicine, all of the staff was susceptible to penicillin, and then we had to give them methicillin, and now they have to give them vancomycin, and then some of them are getting resistant even to vancomycin. And it's just spreading on people's skins all across America.
Well, let me share an alarming statistic with you. In the year 2000, they did a multi-nation study. They wanted to know... We'll take a break and we'll come back.
All right, fine. We'll be right back here with Bill Friday.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
This is Michael Golden, and I'm pleased to announce the release of my new CD, Mikamot HaKodeshi, Holy Places. Holy Places is a collection of some of my favorite praise and worship songs. It's available now at the American Freedom Network for only $15 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 to order your copy of Holy Places.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cedarstrom. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cedarstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Taking their way, the only way they know how.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, Bill Sardi. And Bill, just no question, about how people can get in touch with you. Let's get your website out a couple of times.
KnowledgeofHealth.com. KnowledgeofHealth.com is an easy place to, of course, contact me. You can send an email there with inquiries. We're happy to respond back to any questions about health issues. There's no charge. Interesting fact that we're looking at the number of drug-resistant tuberculosis cases in the world, and they took these blood samples among people that had tuberculosis, and 3.1% in the world on an average, all these nations, different nations, they had 273,000 samples, and 3.1% of the samples were drug-resistant. They did a similar study in the United States over a period of almost a decade. 15% were drug-resistant strains. Notice the difference. 3% in the rest of the world, 15% here. Why? Because we use more antibiotics. Understand, this is ground zero. The United States is ground zero for a tuberculosis outbreak because we use more antibiotics here. Not the third world. It'll take care of itself there. People don't have the mobility in these third world countries. They're going to die in their hut where they live, and it'll be self-limiting. But here in the United States, you can get in a car and a plane and whatever, and you can travel around and infect the whole country. And that's what people have. Great drug resistance here, five times more than the rest of the world, and a highly mobile population. So this is why I get concerned that we're going to have an outbreak of TB. And understand, many of us, well, it's hard to say this to listeners, most of us probably have been exposed to TB, and many of us probably have a latent form of paratuberculosis. Now, this is its little kissing cousin, and we're getting it from containers of milk because it comes out of the ground, and the animals normally would have been fed grass, and the grass would have made their digestive tract acid, and it would killed off any bacteria that they got from the soil organisms. But now paratuberculosis is getting through the animals, the cows, and the paratuberculosis is withstanding the pasteurization of milk. It's a rather sturdy bacterium, and now it's infecting many, many Americans. We have 500,000 Americans with Crohn's disease. This is a debilitating digestive tract autoimmune disease. And again, vitamin D is the number one antidote. But you see, we've infected 500,000 there, and how many more? You see, this bacterium is latent. That is, it may remain in your body for decades. And then we're now seeing that it's related to diabetes, and it's related to Parkinson's disease. It could be in the brain. It could be in the pancreas. Could strike any organ. Doesn't matter. And if you're trying to find a tuberculosis or paratuberculosis in a blood sample, to be absolutely sure, you need to culture that blood sample for a year, and then only can you find the germ, because it's very slow growing, and so it's hard to find. It's a very small little mycobacterium. That's what these are called. And so most of us probably have been infected, and we probably got infected in childhood because that's when we were milk drinkers. Now, the milk that we drank as kids, we probably didn't get infected. But our children today are getting infected because of the way we changed the feeding of the animals, and we now grain feed them instead of grass feed them. So we now have bacteria counts 100 times higher in our food supply, and this is why we get the E. coli infections, and they're telling us, oh, you didn't cook the hamburger meat long enough. Well, my dad and my granddad never had to worry about that. Why? Because the food was cleaner. Now, the United States Department of Agriculture certainly knows this, and instead they're protecting these industries. And so the meat industry and the milk industry is being protected while they infect thousands of Americans, lots of food poisoning. And in the case of paratuberculosis, we've got 500,000 cases of Crohn's disease, which is chronic, very difficult to treat, and usually leads to cancer and then death over a number of years. And so this is what we're getting. And we have colitis. That's another one. This is the irritable bowel, the running to the bathroom all the time, and that infects far more people. We think, again, that's just a different form, a different location. One is in the ileus. One's a little different part of the intestines. But We think it's one and the same character, and we think we're getting it from milk. Now, they're not going to tell you that 2.5% of the milk cartons in the United States are contaminated with paratuberculosis. If they did, everybody would spit the milk out of their mouth. Many, many decades ago, on the side of the milk cartons, it said that pasteurized so that there is no active TB in here. Well, they don't want to even remind us of the chance. So they took that off the cartons. But you see, this is a very, very real, real problem, and that is disease transmission from the soil to animals and then to humans. Now, the pasteurization is very difficult to kill off to paratuberculosis. It's a heat-resistant bacterium. So for this reason, unless you want to boil your milk, I tell people you can have dairy, but you really need to use something that's been boiled, like yogurt or something like that, if you want dairy sources. But I'm not feeding my own 2-year-old child cow's milk. I'm concerned about this. So, we're going to have a lot of disease in this country, and when it's stealth and slow-growing and you can't connect it to your diet, but certainly the Department of Agriculture knows it, they're just not telling us because they're protecting the billion-dollar dairy industry. And, of course, the meat industry, you see, of course, it's a giant, too. So they're not going to tell you about this. Now, they could mandate that all these animals be, of course, fed with grass and hay, as they're supposed to be fed, and instead we're feeding them with grains. And because it makes them fatter and it makes them their meat taste better to the American tongue and so on, but we're getting the bacteria and the infection that comes with it. So, again, you cannot trust public health authorities to be protecting you here. Somewhere in the last couple of decades, it's turned around where the FDA, the CDC, the U.S. Department of Agriculture are protecting industries. They're not protecting the public any longer. And you need to be wary of this. If you're cooking meat, you need to cook it well. You need to get some garlic powder and put it on there as you cook the meat and so on. So protect your family.
Hey, we're out of time, Bill. God bless. Thanks so very much. Bye.
Larry Adams here, always fighting chaos. I invite you to listen to my fun and informative shows Sunday afternoons at 2, often with fun and informative guests, reminding you to please support all of our sponsors and let them know you heard it here. And encourage others to advertise with 1360, the voice of the lion. I would love to meet with any potential advertisers and sponsors. See you Sunday afternoons at 2 for What Now with Larry Adams.
Buffalo Bill Cody, frontiersman, buffalo hunter, showman, not exactly a guy who was easily entertained. That's why he spent so much time in Denver. There was always something going on, just like today. From world-class sports, shopping, performing arts, museums, and restaurants, Denver has it all. Why go anywhere else? Invite your family to experience a Mile High Energy, too. Find visitor specials for the holidays, New Year's, and beyond at denver.org. Sponsored by the Denver Metro Convention and Visitors Bureau and aired in cooperation with the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Pain, it can really affect your day. If you're looking for a natural way to help with your pain, Healthy Nature's NutriPain may be just for you. Whole dried herbs are specially blended to help ease your muscles or sore joints. A 60-capsule bottle is just $12.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 and ask for Healthy Nature's NutriPain.
Well, that bird and I. Really, there's so much that you need to know about your health. For instance, there's a definite relationship between milk drinking and Parkinson's disease, between milk drinking and CA of the prostate, and you double or even triple your incidence of CA of the prostate if you're a significant milk drinker. But they're not going to tell you this sort of thing, because think what it would do to the milk industry. Could anything be that crass and thinking? Yes, ladies and gentlemen, you really need to get the information. Go to Bill Sardi's website, knowledgeofhealth.com, or askbillsardi.com. We carry a wonderful book. It's called Health and Nutrition Secrets That Could Save Your Life by Dr. Russell Blaylock. It's must reading. We keep it, and my wife uses that as a Bible for so much of what she does. And believe me, health issues are so important. And if you're taking proper supplements, you're going to need a lot less medication, and you're not going to be spending so much money on your medical bills. So, again, the book, Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life, available by calling 1-800-544-8927. We do have a health catalog. Talks about the books we carry, like the Miracle of Magnesium, and almost everybody needs magnesium supplements. You're not getting enough in your diet. Many people need selenium. Certainly, you need vitamin C and vitamin D supplements, and probably CoQ10 for energy and cortisol. We do carry all of these products through Radio Liberty. And if you'd like more information, if you'd like a health catalog, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. We'll send you a long one. We do want to mention that we do carry emergency foods. If you're interested in a food catalog, give us a call. We are going to be having a conference, all-day conference, on the 29th of October, our annual conference. Constance Cumby will be there, Chris Pinto. Hope you can make it, and if you need room reservations, give us a call. We're going to reserve a block of rooms at the Seacliff Inn. If you want to understand the spiritual forces behind what's going on, my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, is important. If you want to understand why the CDC and the FDA and the NIH are not protecting our health, you need to get my talk on planned population reduction. And it's all there in the source of documentation where you can read about how we've killed almost 100 million people by banning DDT, not because it was dangerous, but because it was saving too many lives. There really are people who have a different worldview. You're going to have to learn what's going on and look after yourself. The DVD is entitled Planned Population Reduction, or you can get our Population Control Special here at Radio Liberty. If you want to know how they're poisoning you with the fluoride, you need to get our talk on the hidden agenda, the syllabus, which has all the scientific studies that are up there. You can, of course, get them off the net, but you're not going to be able to find them. We've got them there for you. You understand that they're poisoning our children. They're destroying their minds. Why is it, do you think, that our students are doing so poorly that they can't compete when they graduate from high school? They poison their minds. They know what they're doing. In areas where they have high water levels of fluoride in the water, you don't have any geniuses, but you have a lot more morons, people with an IQ of 70. Could anything be that evil? Yes, ladies and gentlemen, it really could. There really are people who want to hurt your children because they have a different worldview, because they worship a different God. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. If you'd like a free newsletter, one of the catalogs will send it. Go to our website, RadioLiberty.com. You can hear us 5 hours a day. Not get a thing accomplished. RadioLiberty.com. Till tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Pure drinking water is essential to a healthy life, and everyone using the British Birkfield and Berkey series of water filters will benefit by adding the PF4 reduction elements to their system. The PF4 works to help absorb MTBE, fluoride, lead, and arsenic, as well as DBCPs, THMs, and various pesticides and herbicides, and heavy metal ions. A set of four PF4 filters are available for only $85 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6200.